I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. NFL Roundup, always good to have the old quarterback in the back pocket. Scott Mitchell happens to be that guy for us as we roll out some
NFL
stories.
Well, and I fit in your back pocket now, too.
Oh, you lost all those LBs, buddy. Well, we're really looking forward to talking about some NFL stories. I was like, man, I was watching that Sunday Night Football game before we get into some more important quarterback topics. I don't want to get too far away from your lauded position there, Scott, but the Seahawks and the Steelers were playing Sunday Night Football last night. I know, and what stinks is they both have losing records, and the Steelers have had haven't had a losing record for 17 years, and the Seahawks for 12.
Wow,
it's like, I mean, those are two pretty proud franchises right there, and that's a crazy accomplishment. 17 years for the Steelers, not a losing season. 12 for the Seahawks. That's insane. The Seahawks look not so good. They end up losing, even though they forced overtime. It's just an ugly game, and there's a bad injury in there. But I was just thinking to myself, man, you know, you can't always – I went my whole life, Scott, with the Seahawks being – as a young kid, they just weren't good. They were just perennially – you're not going to see them in the playoffs very often. You're not going to see them doing much. And then when they finally got to the point where they're there, and they're like a good team, and then, you know, to see things go the direction that they are, injuries, all that stuff, the same stuff that happens to every other just mediocre franchise. I just have to accept the fact, Scott, that I am I'm a follower of a mediocre team.
Is that what you want to get off your chest?
I just want to say it.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. I know the Seahawks are not good right now, and I don't know when they'll get good again, to be quite honest. I have no idea. Just Russell Wilson coming back is not going to fix it. All right. First thing I wanted to bring up was this one, Scott. I love this idea. Patrick Mahomes' mom, okay? She's got an idea. Anytime moms come up with an idea, this is always amazing. She says that the tipped balls in the NFL should not count as interceptions.
Against the quarterback.
Against the quarterback. Yes. So obviously, Patrick Mahomes has had 5 tipped picks this year.
Yes.
So, you know, have those not count against him, that'd be pretty significant.
I would go one up on his mom.
What are you talking about?
Every Hail Mary should also not be...
Now, that one I'm on board with.
Should not be an interception. In fact, if this was the case, I would have probably had about 50% fewer interceptions in my career.
See, now I know why you want to... Now I know why you want to get it on board with it.
And I think it should go retroactive.
Yeah. Not just that. What about a
count forever?
If it goes back, the collective bargaining agreement changes the record book so that Scott doesn't have as many picks. But this is just a mom being like, well,
is a mom being a mom.
I know. Oh. But remember when Giselle was like, if he had protection out there, Tom Brady would throw touchdowns on every play. I was like, I love the defense from, you know, a wife, a mom. You can't blame them, but at the same time, they're dead wrong. It's, my family, of course they're going to count.
My family could not sit in the stands for a game. And it wasn't to protect my family. It was to protect everybody else.
Oh, because they would get, they'd go after people.
They just, yeah, how dare you?
Mama Mitchell would throw a purse at somebody.
Or more.
Yeah.
That's my son you're talking about.
See?
And when a mother says that.
Is that your mom's voice?
Okay,
that's
totally.
That's my son you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
And whenever a mother says that, this is my son, those are just back away from something like that. You don't mess with that.
What happens is either the person goes, I'm so sorry, or they double down and go, yeah.
and then mom goes, yeah.
Yeah, and then they start, and then they just start going back and forth, so I get it.
My mother held no punches. She's not a person that. Dan Marino when she met him that he had a wimpy handshake.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, Mom, you don't say that kind of stuff. He's like, he's my teammate. And it's Dan Marino on top of it.
My dad used to embarrass me all the time. He would say that. He would say stuff, and I'd be like, Dad, come on. He'd be like, what? I don't know. Look, he did. He screwed up in that one Super Bowl. And he'd be like, Dad, don't say that. All right, so Randy Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' mom, said, here's the tweet. It said, okay, people, that should not be an interception on the quarterback. That should be a fumble or something else. Just put it out there. Just put it out there. Go Chiefs. The tip ball should not be an interception. That's not my son's fault.
There's another side of this.
Which is what?
Which is, I don't think there's anyone on the planet that thinks Patrick Mahomes is even remotely a bad quarterback. I mean, no one. Everyone thinks this guy is exceptional.
Everyone knows that people know if there was a bad, like when Tyreek Hill, he had the one go right through his hands and it was a pick six last week against the Bills.
Right.
Everybody knows. Nobody looks and goes, what a terrible throw that was. No. We get it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to change the record books because of it. Picks are picks. Look, guess what we don't think too about Brett Favre? What a terrible quarterback he was. Everybody just goes, oh, he's amazing. Yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions. That was almost part of what made him great. He's, whoa, what a gunslinger. What a wild man.
Well, Peyton Manning was the same way. I mean, early on in his career, he threw a lot of – people don't care. They don't care. Moms care. People don't care.
Okay. Scott, the one I wanted to bring up here was I want to say congratulations. Let me be the first person on these radio waves here to congratulate – Urban Meyer on his first win, Scott. Hey, give him a hand, huh?
Yay! Good job,
Urban Meyer.
Hey,
he got
Urban
his first
Meyer.
Win. I was wondering if there was a celebration of any kind after this. At a pub in London? Maybe. Now, if you win a game, here's my thing. If you win a game in London, does it really count?
It's like half a win. Yeah. Not a real, real win.
They're playing on like weird grass.
It's like, look, don't.
The fans are cheering
about
something.
Don't get excited until you win a game in the United States, you know? Win on the road.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah. I'd make a sign for next week's game and be like, Urban Meyer still hasn't won an NFL game on American soil. Boom. Yeah. You're out. You don't count,
win at Jerry's World or win at some.
Yes,
some,
that's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
Somewhere big.
So good for
Lambeau
him.
Field. You win at Lambeau Field. Yeah.
That should count as two.
That's something right there.
Patrick Mahomes' mom's like, I agree. Make it two. The next thing I want to talk about, Scott, was the Packers say they need another wide receiver to help Davante Adams, despite the fact that OBJ's name has been floated out there. That might not necessarily be the fix that they want, but and a lot of people are saying there's no way that's going to happen. But Scott, we've seen way wilder things happen. If Aaron Rodgers wants it to happen, I think it'll happen.
I think there's two people that they could go after.
Who?
Antonio Brown, because you know he'll
go anywhere.
Well, he'll figure out a way to get himself out of Tampa Bay.
Sure.
And you know who else will? Josh Gordon. Yes.
Now, the other thing about Josh Gordon, or about Antonio Brown is, though, he's got a kind of a fierce, weird loyalty right now with Tom Brady in the Bucs.
Yeah.
Because it feels like this ragtag bunch, and they gave him a shot last year.
Right.
He's got a ring because of those guys.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of buttoned it up a little bit. For the Bucs' sake, so I think that he's going to be loyal to Tom Brady and the Bucs right now. So I don't think you can lure him away.
It kind of feels like Bill Belichick or some of these coaches. It's the land of misfit toys, you know, and they seem to find these guys. And Tom Brady brought it with him to Tampa Bay. You know, hey, give this guy a shot here. He's he's pretty decent, and for the most part, it's actually played well with him. But I just think Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon. They get nervous. They just need to move around. Now going to Green Bay would make anybody nervous. if you had to spend a lot of time. I don't think they'd stay there very long, but they certainly, I think, would be amazing additions. Either one. You don't even have to get both of them. Just get one.
I think if you beat someone in London and it's the Dolphins, it's a quarter of a win.
Well, and on top of it, it's a soccer field.
Oh.
See, like they have to actually import the goalposts. Like
import them.
And they
get Amazon Prime 2 day.
Well, and they got to dig a big hole in the ground because they don't have a way to place them in the ground.
Just all you have to do, keep the soccer goals there, and then just put two posts that go up on top of them. Come on.
Oh, you can do
just
that.
Just do that, yeah, man. And then if it goes in the goal, you get 1 point. You don't get the three. All right. See, just have us be a part of the rules committee, and we'll make things a lot more fun. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our two-minute drill around the old corner here, and we'll wrap the show up. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.